This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Pitts Patrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation, Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute, Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat, Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason and Margiela.
Tom Brady. Losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Joining me today is Mr. 315 with his Tampa hat on.
31 Fizzy.
The old school, what color would you call this?
That's a
citrus. Orange-sickle.
Orange-sickle, yeah.
Yeah. No, the push-up pop color.
Orange sherbet.
Yeah.
Sherbet.
Sherbet's good. Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Bright.
You ain't the only one got old school.
Look,
I know.
Everybody rocking their old school stuff today. I'm just rocking.
And then we got Mr. LeVar Ball to our left. I'm just kidding. BBB over here to the left.
Well, BBB, Big Baller already. Brand. I need to change my show name. I need to be the showstopper. I'm 3B. About to steal Shawn Michaels' name. Nah.
3B over here.
3B first. Big Baller Brand.
Yeah.
Go get it.
Where's your jersey at, man?
That thing is a 2X.
Oh,
I don't wear a 2X.
Congrats on that. I saw that. You won the Hornets. Yeah.
Shout out to the Hornets, man. Those questions, they kind of threw me for a loop.
Oh, whatever,
I had the
man.
Fans
oh,
in the crowd God. Supporting me, giving me the answers.
Don't lie.
I appreciate
don't
it.
Lie.
Shout out Charlotte Hornets.
Don't lie. The Hornets.
We'll be back again next year, baby.
The Hornets gave him the answers for you.
No, they didn't. They would never do
anything. Whose jersey was it?
It's a Nicholas Batum.
Yeah. I like Batum. I like Batum.
And Hornets Appreciation Night Saturday.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Before we start, live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where your dreams can come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO. GoCSB.com. Sign up, take the tour. Come join in on the fun, man.
Absolutely. And we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
The only one that matters.
Right.
Right. The there it is. ABC. Look at that.
Okay. All right. What? Are you going to slip in on this?
One day I will. One week I will.
Dude, when you feel like stepping up,
I throw it out there.
Okay, I'll throw something
I'm
in.
Saying, I throw it out there.
You, can, right. You feel like throwing it out there.
Stuff like you mean.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Deer Park. D-A-R. We care about deers.
We do care about deers. I care about that deer meat, that veal, fried up.
We're probably sponsored. Anyway, you know, now that all the plugs are out of the way. Going to today's show, you know, I cannot wait until we get the news segment because I already got somebody on this show that's going to be a part of this one.
Why do I have to be a part
I
of
can't
the news
wait.
Segment?
I can't wait. Because you said something crazy before
I
the show even started.
CM Punk was is a spoiled baby.
Oh, my God. All right.
He is.
All right. Even though
if only you guys can listen to our, well, you probably can on Periscope, our behind-the-scenes chatter.
Yeah, if you've been on Periscope the whole time, you saw what we were arguing about.
Come on, man. He was not. Anyway, we'll get into that. We got a great show for you today. We're going to go, I got patrolling. We got that on this segment. We also have local sports. We're going to talk about Laird and Knight start tonight. NBA, you know, is winding down the last 2 weeks. Last week and a half, actually. And Major League Baseball has started. We're going to preview the season, see who's going to win each division, pick your World Series winners, and your Players of the Year, MVPs, and the Cy Young. So, and we got two words in Bon Voyage. Have y'all watched any baseball yet?
I watched opening day. And
Yankees?
I haven't seen any Yankees games because I don't have the YES Network.
I saw a little of the Yankees.
I watched the Dodgers opening day. I tried to watch the Cubs and the Cards. I did see the Yankees lose opening day, actually, to Tampa. Come on, New York. We got to be better.
They bounced back game two. They lost yesterday.
They got smacked yesterday.
Yeah.
CC can't start every time for us. Come on now. So,
yeah, Pineda. But, yeah, we'll get into some more baseball. Let's get into our first segment of the show, Hot Sauce. All right, the first segment, the first thing we'll talk about on Hot Sauce today, the biggest story is UNC won their sixth national championship this past Monday. Raw was better. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah. never feels good when you see a team, a school you care less about. Yeah,
I really wish they would suspend Carolina from basketball.
I thought about you, too. I was like, man, how do they feel about the Duke fan in this state? How do they feel about that?
We feel, for me, worst day ever. And no, after, I'm Carolina fans. Oh, my gosh. Y'all are horrible. Absolutely horrible. You go on Facebook. We won another. We're great. We're the greatest teams ever. Come on, man. This is one thing I hate about living in the state of North Carolina, UNC fans. Mm-hmm. Really. It's just insane.
That's crazy. I ran into a few of them that night.
And then you go to Hornets game, 2017 champions. Woohoo!
Way to go, Tar Heels.
Did they?
Now get ready for these sanctions.
Yeah. Congrats to the kids that won the title. I ain't taking anything away from them or Warrior Williams, but man, besides that.
Okay, I haven't gotten a chance to look this up yet, but they were talking about Carolina. This was their sixth national championship.
Yep.
I can only count five.
They had one in the 50s.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. Gotcha.
So, but looking, you know, did y'all watch the game? Go. First of all, the game was ugly.
It was a pretty ugly, sloppy game.
It was a sloppy game. Mm-hmm. Bad calls both sides.
Yep.
Kendi Meeks was out of bounds, by the way, and still got the ball back.
When they fouled out Zach Collins with 10 minutes left, I turned away from the game. That was some of the most ridiculous, messed up stuff I've ever seen. And I always scream how pitiful college officiating is. And Monday night was just more proof of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see two teams shooting 30-plus free throws.
Yeah.
Gee, just make – no, there was no flow to the game. There was a lot of ugly shots. Like, whatever, man. Whatever.
It was – I mean, I tuned in the last 5 minutes after Raw went out there. Then I changed it over. But, yeah, I was praying for Gonzaga to hit the last-second shot to win.
And I picked them to win it, too. I picked them.
They would have been all right if their best player didn't get fouled out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, saying all that, Warrior Williams now has his third. Dean's got two.
Mm-hmm.
Roy.
Where is he better than Dean now?
Roy has two also to me.
Yeah.
He has three, but he has two.
He has two. One of those teams wasn't his.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It's like saying Barry Switzer didn't win a Super Bowl.
He didn't.
That was Jimmy Johnson. That was Jimmy Johnson.
It was
That's how I think. That's my way of thinking, yeah.
Okay. That's, and as I usually do on this show, I'll correct you.
Here we go.
Just saying, Barry Switzer – listen, I hate Barry Switzer, but he won that title with the Cowboys, not Jimmy. Okay. Jimmy – it was Jimmy's team, but I do see what you're saying. I mean, same thing as John Gruden. I guess John Gruden didn't win, right?
That's right.
That was Dungy.
That's right.
Dungy didn't coach, though. Who was coaching that record? Ooh. What's the stats say?
Oh.
All right, I'm just saying. You can't lie against the stats, man. We'll talk about another person's stats here in a few minutes.
It's just funny in college.
Is Williams better than Dean?
No.
Okay. I agree. I don't think so.
Dean's legacy that brings kids to Carolina. The work he put in made Carolina one of these franchises, these schools that kids want to go and play ball at. Dean Smith recruited Michael Jordan. That's all that needs to be said.
Actually, it was not Dean. It was Warrior Williams.
Wasn't it Roy?
Roy was
assistants that recruited.
Well, Dean Smith closed the door for him because Roy Williams himself wouldn't have been able to. Dean Smith has to make this call.
And it's just weird to me that he has the two championships in North Carolina and couldn't win a damn thing in Kansas.
He didn't have the officiating officials on his side.
They had some very good teams in Kansas. They came close.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I wouldn't take it. He came really close, and they should have won a couple of titles. But, you know, I do think Rory's really good, but there's nobody like Dean. I just started reading the book, The Legends of Basketball. Dean, Mike, Coach K, and Jimmy V. So it's a really good book, so if you haven't read it, it tells the story of the three coaches and of the 80s and 90s, mm-hmm. how good the three of them were. And it's a really good read. So if you haven't, check that book out. But, yeah, Warriors not better than Dean. Where would you rank this UNC team? Is it, like, one of the best national title teams ever?
Not to me. It's down there on the list.
I mean, the names don't have the star quality that right. the other Tar Heel teams
I
have. But it's a good team. It's a very good team.
I would not even put this above the Sean May team.
No, it's no. definitely not. that team had 3-4 first-round picks. Yeah. This team doesn't.
This team has no three-point shooting whatsoever. I mean, they shot the lowest ever for a national championship. I think 28%. Joel Berry hit like 3 or 4 threes, and that everybody else was 0 for 15, I think. But no, I wouldn't put this above. God, I don't know where you rank this team. You know, of the national championship teams, Eric Montross team that beat Michigan, I wouldn't put it above that one.
Michigan, the game Michigan should have won.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it above any. Dude, this really – I think this is one of the worst championship teams. No offense, Kendi Meeks play good. But, dude, you put and no offense to this year's NCAA tournament, Gonzaga had a cakewalk to get to the championship game.
We talked about
Carolina,
that.
Yeah. I mean, Gonzaga – I mean, come on, dude. Best team they played was West Virginia, and West Virginia gave them that game by not – making a three. But congrats to UNC on winning the national title. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to the next one. We talked about this before, but it's official now. Tony Romo retires from the NFL, goes to broadcasting for CBS as their color commentary, joins Jim Nance, CBS number one commentary team. Thoughts?
So let me get this straight. They just gave Phil Simms the boot. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, but
thank you, by the way. Jim. Mm, Phil Simms was horrible.
Phil Simms had been on there forever.
Y'all don't think he's the worst NFL commentator?
No.
I think of the number one.
Joe Buck.
Well, okay. No, color commentary. I ain't talking about.
Okay.
I'm talking about Phil Simms, Troy Aikman.
Oh, okay.
Chris Collinsworth. Those are the four main. Are the three main number one guys. Oh. So you think Collinsworth's the worst?
He gets on my nerves, yes.
So Collinsworth is yours. Who's yours? Aikman, Collinsworth, Simms. That's the three main ones.
You see, I actually like Aikman.
Aikman.
Just because he's a Cowboy.
Absolutely.
For this segment, for what we're getting ready to talk about, can you take the hatred out of the Cowboys for a minute?
If I'm being honest, I don't like none of them because all of them suck.
Who you hate the worst? Who's the worst of the three?
I don't know. To be honest, I like all three of them. I think three of them do a good job.
Right. I can't stand Simms, and it's not just because he's a giant.
And yeah, Simms never really bothered me, but I get where you're going.
He's the one that bothers me the most. All right, so I don't see a problem with that. When a move like this comes along, you got to take it, man. I mean, and he didn't know if he was going to go somewhere else and play. And, you know, no offense, don't know you're going to stay healthy. This is a once-in-a-lifetime job that, hey – you got to go after.
Oh, my damn.
I mean, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Go get it.
You know,
three networks wanted him.
I heard Bamani Jones say it best. Dude, I don't blame him. Do you know how long you would get? When that job comes along, I'm done. You don't got to play football no more. All you got to do is broadcast games. Yeah.
The sport that you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you've already made the millions and millions of dollars. So,
you got to make more money.
Yeah. So, I don't blame him. But congrats to Tony on going. Should he be in the Ring of Honor in Dallas?
He shouldn't, but they're going to put him in there.
What do you mean? Okay, how are you saying he shouldn't? He's the all-time leading passer for the Cowboys.
And stats mean squadouche. How many rings that man got?
Squadouche?
How many NFC Championship game appearances that man got?
Okay, so Warren Moon should not be in the Hall of Fame.
Warren Moon,
he's not. Well, Warren Moon's got 3 playoff wins. He's lost 7.
Warren Moon shouldn't be in the Cowboy Ring of Honor either.
No. Should he be in the Oilers Ring of Honor?
Somebody brought up Warren Moon and Dan Fouts the other day.
Yeah.
And I was just like, the thing with those two, their numbers are just ridiculous compared to, I mean.
Well, it's a couple things are different. I'm not saying Hall of Fame. All right. We'll save that debate for a second. But the Ring of Honor in Dallas Cowboys history, he didn't start playing until 6 seasons in, And when he did, if you look at his 8-year career, dude, his stat, I mean, his numbers are better than anybody in the NFL. That means Manning, Brady, anybody.
And also, the thing with Romo, I like his story, too. I like his story. Undrafted. You know, was he Bledsoe's backup?
He was Bledsoe's backup.
In the Monday night game where Bledsoe got pulled and put in some guy named Tony. I mean,
it was against the Giants.
And I heard, maybe you can back me up on this, so I'll lean on you for this. I heard his girlfriend broke up with him, like, days before. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's a great story, man, in itself.
I'm just saying, the guy leads your team in passing yards and touchdowns, and you say no?
Who cares?
Take your
is Jake Delhomme in the Carolina Panther Hall of Fame?
He will Ring be. Of Honor? He will be. You really don't think he's going to be in the Ring of Honor or whatever?
No.
Yes, he is. Come on, dude.
Why?
First of all, well, two reasons. First of all, it's Jake Delhomme. Second reason, who's his father-in-law?
That's besides the point.
Who?
Jerry Richardson.
Thank you. He's getting in the Ring of Honor. That's Come besides on, the man. Point.
No, I never knew that.
That is besides the point.
But how is that besides the point?
He can be on the Denny's Hall of Fame, whatever they have, the Denny's Hall of Fame in the restaurant. But he can't
Bojangles.
He can't be the Bojangles
Ring of Honor.
All right, and one other thing about Romo, he never had a defense. Never.
What?
Never. Dude, we've not had a defense in Dallas since 1995. That's the truth. I'm just saying. Look, I mean, tell me the defense that this team is at. You got to remember, I went through Quincy Carter and these no-name quarterbacks to Tony Romo. He helped us at least be in games. Maybe not win playoff games, but, dude, we had a chance to win. Should be in the Ring of Honor. I'm going to say this real fast. No, he's not NFL Hall of Famer. I agree with that because the longevity was not as long.
If he won a Super Bowl, he'd still be borderline.
Right. Right.
I think.
No, I agree. I'm saying he shouldn't be. But Ring of Honor.
That Super Bowl ring sure would help push the call.
Oh, yeah.
No, but there's some quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame that probably shouldn't be with less stats than he's got.
Terry Bradshaw?
Exactly.
He got five rings.
Dude. It's the Super Bowl. As I said earlier, Dan Marino's ain't zero. To me, you almost compare Tony Romo to Boomer Esiason, who doesn't have Super Bowl wins, and he's not in the Hall of Fame. He's got wins.
Somebody called Tony Romo.
Went to the Super Bowl.
Somebody called Tony Romo the other day. Who was it on ESPN? Just a little bit better, Andy Dalton.
Dude, who he's called? A lot better than Andy. Who
probably Stephen that? A. Smith?
No, it was Max. It was actually Max. I think that said that. No,
he's
Max.
A lot better
no,
than
Max
Dalton.
Said that actually.
The
Stephen A. rant was classic.
I'm gonna just say Stephen A. Smith reminds me of Big Shot over here because none of them were really look at the Cowboys players.
I'm Even. Sorry. I do like some of the Cowboys players, and I recognize and respect the Cowboys that have done big things.
No,
Tony Romo has never done crap.
You're so for crap. That's what you are.
He's had some okay regular seasons.
Are you kidding me?
I know about the fourth quarter QBR. Skip Bayless constantly
reminds everybody
about the fourth quarter QBR.
Do you watch I know you love what's his name? Will Cain. Oh, my God. He's the biggest Romo apology. Oh, my Lord.
I know Romo has had some great moments. I mean, San Francisco, he had two broke ribs. He led them back with Miles Austin that one game. Romo's had moments.
If you look at his career in the regular season, it is very, very good.
Regular season is good. It's okay.
I'm not saying there's a lot of other quarterbacks.
Is it Ring of Honor worthy?
Yes.
No.
Yes, it is. Tell me why. Give me a reason. Give me a real reason why not.
Because he only has two playoff wins.
Playoffs are it to get you in the Ring of Honor? So if you don't win playoff games, you don't get a Ring of Honor?
No. You don't get in the Ring of Honor.
Dude, seriously?
Yes.
There's other people in Ring of Honors that get in for less.
Like, Cowboys have many more people to put in the Ring of Honor before they put Tony Romo in the Ring of Honor.
Who? Name one.
Jason Witten.
Jason Witten ain't retired yet. You don't think he'll go in the Ring of Honor when he gets done?
He needs to go. Who's the offensive lineman that recently retired for you guys? Is Mark Stepnowski in the Ring of Honor? He needs to be in the Ring of Honor before Tony Romo. Mark Stepnowski was one of the greatest centers of all time for you guys for over 10 years, 3 Super Bowl titles. He needs to be in the Ring of
Honor. Randy White is in the Ring of Honor.
Is Jay Novacek in the Ring of Honor?
He doesn't need to be in the
Ring of Honor. Why not? God. My God, Chase Novacek was a monster. Yeah. He was destroying the 49ers.
But you can't.
Three Super Bowl championships.
Real fast, last thing I'll say about this. Tony Romo has better sets than Troy Aikman. He's got three Super Bowls. Take the rings away from Aikman. What you got?
You got someone you don't have Tony Romo.
That is not. You just hating because you don't like Tony.
You know who should be in the Ring of Honor?
Of that.
You know
I
who
don't like be? His weak stats. That's what I don't
his
like.
Stats aren't weak. All right, you want me to put up the stats and tell you what they look like? Because they're better than any quarterback you ever had.
Not Jake DeLome. Jake DeLome took us to a Super Bowl two in which NFC you lost, games.
Which you got an L. By the way, in one of the worst games ever for a quarterback in a championship game. Five interceptions? Five.
How many times has Tony Romo had six-plus interception games?
Dude, you can't compare
what,
Tony.
What?
Now you can try and compare
what?
Tony.
Oh, my God. What? You just threw out the five interception games. Tony Romo, we know.
Really?
Monday
that
night
wasn't
Buffalo.
That wasn't an NFC championship game either, dude. That was not.
Well, we're sorry, Tony Romo can't get to an NFC championship game.
He was in a championship game.
Which one? A Little League championship game?
Dude, you're so full of it today. Oh, you are. You're full of it today. Take your hatred away for once and look at it objectively.
Okay.
Look at it right.
Okay.
You don't.
The last meaningful game Tony Romo had to me before the Green Bay robbery. They got robbed in Green Bay. Washington Redskins. They needed to
final
win
game
to
of the
win
season.
Division.
Yeah.
Tony Romo. Three.
Right. We're moving on. I'm going to turn your mic off.
The game.
Yeah. Because you're not going to look at it objectively. You're not.
You have to ask me if I think he belongs in the Ring of Honor. I think no.
Okay, that's and you're it. Wrong, but that's fine. He should be in Hall of Fame, in the Ring of Honor. You can't tell me somebody leads your team in passing, yards, touchdowns, and everything, and you ain't going to put them in the Ring of Honor? No. That's a joke.
Jake DeLome leads
Jake
our DeLome, team in
Jake
every,
DeLome
all those
will be in the Ring of,
Honor. Ring of Honor.
He will be. He's damn brother-in-law.
Donovan
son-in-law.
McNabb has more passing
McNabb
yards
will
than everything,
be in.
And he's not in Philly's
Dude,
Ring of Honor.
Has he retired?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, McNabb's retired.
Finally, last year.
Yeah, he's retired.
He's been trying to do a comeback for 6 years.
He'll
be in the Hall of
Fame. I think he'll be in the Hall of Fame, too.
I ain't talking about these other guys. Yeah, McNabb will probably
be in
there.
Be in the Hall of Fame.
And how many rings he got? Zero. But, hey, you don't put everything on – everybody's got to have a championship. Joe Flacco need to be in the Hall of Fame?
No. Joe Flacco don't need to be in the Hall of Fame.
And I'm not trying to say it, but this is my team, and I'm talking about Ring of Honor in Dallas. He's got the most stats in anybody in Dallas Cowboy history. May I add Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman. Dude, that's the Ring of Honor right there.
I think Jimmy Johnson still needs to get in, too.
Right? Jimmy needs to get in.
Jimmy needs
to get in. I agree. Jimmy should be in. Jay Novacek, all of them. I don't care.
Put them all in. All
right, Cowboys. So moving on. Yeah, stop hating. Stop being a hater.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm glad
he
you
is
love
bright
being
red over there, guys.
Just agree with me for once on this show about Romo. That'd be all right.
I will give Tony Romo props for 2007. He helped me win a fantasy football championship that year.
What a joke.
Thank you, Tony.
What a joke. What a joke, man. What a joke. I'm glad you something else. All right. Anyway, he should be in the Hall of Fame. Undertaker loses at WrestleMania 33 in his 27-year career. Undertaker to have a full hip replacement surgery.
What?
Yeah. Now that he's done. Is he the greatest WWE star of all time?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
I said WWE.
WWE. No.
Okay.
I like guy Shawn Michaels. I like Shawn Michaels as the greatest WWE star, man. Because, you know, Shawn Michaels, all I remember him was WWE. I remember Mean Mark Callis in NWA or WCW.
You mean you remember Mean Mark Callis, but you don't remember Shawn Michaels in AWA?
No, I didn't see AWA.
I did.
Like,
I
my
did,
cable TV too. Only showed me WCW and WWF.
You had the Rockers.
ESPN.
Yep, yep. You had the Rockers. You had Larry Zbysko, Nick Bockwinkel, all of that.
AWA
was good.
When
Rick
I was
Martel.
Introduced to the Rockers, I was introduced to them in WWF.
The Rock and Roll Express?
No, Rockers. Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty.
No, I know. Which was a ripoff of Rock and Roll.
It was. And you know what's funny about that? And when they were in the AWA, when I saw them, I was like, these guys are good. But that blonde chubby kid, I don't know about him. You know, Shawn Michaels. I don't know about that blonde chubby, because he was like a chubby dude.
Yeah.
I always thought Marty Jannetty was like the guy.
The better one?
Yeah, all right, I did.
So you say no.
It's hard. Ooh, that's hard. It's hard. He's right there.
He has the greatest entrance.
You're though. Saying no.
I say no, though.
Once again, you're wrong. Well, I gotta be Let wrong. Me tell you why you're wrong. First of all, look at what this guy's done. 27 years of nothing but WWE.
Yeah.
You can say he come from WCW, but nobody remembers that. He has been the backbone.
The three of us do.
He has been the backbone of that company for 20-plus years. The locker room. Everybody tells you in the locker room. He is the leader of the group.
He gets that respect. He gets that respect.
You just know it. I mean, I've read different books and everything, but everybody says he is the guy backstage. To keep that ship going the way that he has and the entrance. I mean, you'll never see somebody like him again. You'll see ripped off of Shawn Michaels. You still do. But you'll never see anything like The Undertaker again.
And don't we love the fact that Undertaker took 15 minutes to get to the ring for
WrestleMania? That was every time. Yeah. Actually, it wasn't as bad this year as usual.
And yet,
because he was halfway at the
And
ramp.
Yet it bothers no one.
No one.
And yet it bothers
Woo,
no one.
Undertaker! But no, as far as WWE, he is the best WWE superstar of all time. Shawn Michaels is the best wrestler of all time.
Like, that's such a tough question because they've had so many prominent superstars mm-hmm. like that on that Mount Rushmore that you could say was the best, man. You can't leave off Hogan. You can't leave off the Macho Man. You know, you can't leave off Austin. You can't leave off the game.
If you're going entertainers, then, to me, I break up different categories. You're going wrestlers, Ric Flair. You know,
Nature Boys.
You know, stuff like they're best wrestlers. But Stone Cold, best one of the best gimmicks entertainers all time. Not one of the best wrestlers.
Don't
but.
Ever say best wrestlers without mentioning the best there is, the best there was, and the best that ever will be.
You talking about Natalya? You mean Natalya? James Ellsworth?
We talking about those two.
He's second on my list.
But then you're trying to wait a minute. You're forgetting somebody. His brother, who was better than he was. Owen Hart was good, man. I gotta give it to Undertaker, man. He's been there forever.
I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at it. He done changed my mind on this one. Undertaker greatest of all time.
I think so. Yeah, I think so too.
From the show, thank you, Undertaker. That's all we'll say for that. You know, it's been 5 years too long that he should retire.
It was cool. It was cool and at the same time sad that he left his stuff in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
It was kind of both.
At least he wasn't being stretchered out this year.
Thank God.
Damn.
Who cried?
Thank
God. Anybody cry?
I didn't cry.
No, I didn't cry, but it was just like, damn.
Too legit cried.
Did he cry?
Too legit.
Really? I was just like, damn, this is it. There's no comeback. There's no he'll be back next year's WrestleMania. He's done.
No, it's time for it.
I was scared of crap as a kid at Undertaker. Him and Paul Bearer. Paul Bearer looked so damn weird, man. Don't freak them out.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it would. All right, y'all got anything else?
Always. Sports is life, baby.
We out.
All right, and when we come back, we're going to go into patrolling segment of the week. Wait until you hear who's on my list. It's a current NBA star and a college coach or analyst. Sorry.
Analyst.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.